Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here by phone. Michael Dubois is with us here this morning, and he is part of the duo, the Great Dubois, the Masters of Variety. They'll be performing here this weekend at the Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak, just down the road a bit. Michael, how are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
Thank you so much for the time. Talk a little bit about the show. It's billed as the world's most unique two-person circus show. Can you give folks an idea of what to expect?
Of course. So my wife, Victoria, and I are circus performers. We tour all over the country, and we're so excited to bring our show to Red Oak. We do a little bit of everything. We're both multi-skill circus performers. I'm foremost a juggler. I do unicycle, slackwire. But our shows really feels like an old vaudeville-style show. So Grandma and Grandpa that loved the Ed Sullivan Show, it's more that sort of vibe versus Cirque du Soleil. So everyone's going to laugh. They're going to see lots of amazing tricks. And my wife's actually a five-generation circus performer. Which means her parents and grandparents and so on were all circus performers, and she's a hula hoop artist. She juggles with me. She does contortion, aerial. It's a little bit of everything.
Okay, well, we know how Victoria got started then. It was kind of a legacy thing. How did you ever get started in this profession?
You know, I think growing up in the 80s and 90s, I was a super curious kid and was an athlete and liked a little bit of everything. And I got really into ping pong as a kid, which got me really obsessed with anything that was hand-eye coordination based, which got me into golf. And then juggling was sort of introduced as a gym class in middle school when it was too cold in upstate New York to go play football or basketball outside. So we all learned how to juggle. So everyone from my hometown sort of knew how to juggle because of our gym class in middle school. And then when I went to university at Penn State, there was actually a juggling club there as well as a magic club. So I gravitated towards them very quickly, and I got pretty obsessed with it.
So have you both had an opportunity to work with other groups and organizations and things before you got together?
Yeah, our backgrounds are very different. They're almost total polar opposites, where Victoria came from when her family came to America from Ukraine. They started working a lot of the old resorts in the Catskills and the Borscht Belt, the few that were still around in the 90s. And then 97, 98, they were on tour with Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey, the greatest show on earth. So she always comes from, you know, bigger production shows. She was on Broadway in the Tony Award-winning Pippin the Musical. When I left college, my partner Chris at the time and I, we started working university circuit, a lot of corporate circuit. We were working a lot of close-up magic, and it was really just the two of us. And then he ended up moving on to different things in television, and I was doing my own show for a long time. So for me, over the years, there's been a couple moments where I've been in sort of bigger casts occasionally, but never is sort of a long-term project. And then when Victoria decided to leave Pippin, it's been the two of us ever since.
How did the two of you meet?
You know, the circus world is very small, and I had known of Victoria's family, and her dad was a famous juggler, and I had asked Victoria about her dad potentially coaching me, so that's how we met.
Oh, I'll be darned, and you never know where things will go from there.
Well,
you've had a chance to see and do an awful lot. You've done movies, you've done TV. Talk about all that exciting stuff.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, I really consider myself, especially, I'm a live stage act. Like, I'm not even in this new generation that's so much about social media, you know, I definitely am not on it as much as we should be, just because I feel like so much has to be seen live. But I was incredibly lucky about a couple weeks after my old partner Chris and I graduated college, we got to be on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. So it was such a huge, it was almost 20 years ago next year, it was such a huge boost for us to have that so quickly out of school. And having that credit right off the bat, especially 20 years ago, it meant so much, where now it's just everything's so disjointed. Those credits don't mean as much now. And then growing up, I was always such a huge David Letterman fan. So being able to be on Letterman in 2013 was a huge highlight, especially because he retired shortly after. And then when it came to Greatest Showman, you know, it was such a special product and such perfect timing because they shot in Brooklyn, where Victoria and I were living at the time, and Hugh Jackman, who's our favorite. So it was just such a combination of one of our favorite actors in our hometown, and the movie was about circus. You know, it was really such a wonderful combination, and the ability for us to do it together was really, really special.
Sure. I know there have been some changes in the circus industry over the years, but still there's a real love of circus and that type of live performance. Why do you think that endures?
You know, I think it's until even kids today that like are so used to their phones and tablets, when they see it live, it just can't compare. And everything that is on there in front of their screens are things that, you know, people, there's all these trick shot guys now, right? Where they may try 100 times to get that trick to post it, where when you see it live, it doesn't work like that. And it's been funny because even in the town we live in now in upstate New York, there's been 3 circus tent shows that came through our local mall parking lot in the last 6 months, and we can't believe it. And circus isn't dying at all. It's just hoping that that boomer generation that remembers Ringling and remembers their parents taking them and Ed Sullivan Show, that they pass that on to their kids and their grandkids. And it's so important because I feel like it's one of those art forms that really is all ages. Everyone can like it. And there's a little bit of something for everyone. It's all so different. And it just, you know, that was one of my first memories as a kid is going to Ringling as a 5-year-old with my grandparents. And fortunately, they're coming back this fall. It's going to be very different. There won't be animals. And they're not on the train anymore. It'll be a truck and trailer show. But Ringling is coming back this fall. So that's really great. And I think the more circus, the better for everybody. For us, it's not about competition. It's about we just need the genre out there and people understanding that it's still out there.
Yeah, this has got to be a performance where it's really important to have that back and forth with the audience, I would guess.
Oh, of course. I mean, so much for me. What keeps it exciting for me is that the show's different every night, and, you know, the laughs I get in Iowa may be different than the laughs I get in New York City, you know, and that's what makes it so fun and so different, that every crowd's different. We use a lot of audience participation on stage, so there's lots of laughs, and we use adults and kids from the crowd as well.
Sure. Michael, we've seen tent circuses come through the area, and it's always interesting to watch all of the setup, and it takes so much to get everything put together. What's it like to get to go to a different venue on different nights and get your setup taken care of?
Yeah, I think maybe that's the one thing that a lot of other performers don't understand is that it's really a 2-person show. We drive, we do the tech, we set up, we really do everything. Our load-in and setup's usually about 6 hours, and then we'll warm up for an hour, do the show, and then, you know, do a little meet and greet, and then maybe we take down for an hour, 2 hours, and then typically it's off to the next town. I mean, you guys, this is an interesting show in Red Oak because we're actually on our way to Denver. We have a small 75-foot circus tent that we're doing just outside Denver the following week, so we're going to see you all. We'll pack up. We have our RV and trailer with us, and then we're going to gun it straight to Denver. And then on the way back, we've got a couple more theaters. So it's fun because it's a little bit of everything, and you know, but totally different offerings, our theater show versus our tent show.
Yeah, so like when you go someplace, like 75 or 80% of your effort is the setup and the tear down and the preparing, very little of it, like to maybe 20, 25% of it's the actual performance. So you really have to love this.
Yeah, the performance is easy. The performance is fun. I mean, look, I'll say easy in that, you know, we've been doing this for decades, so that's like the prize. It's, you know, a chef that cooks this 5-course meal, then actually getting to eat it, that's the fun part, and that's what the show is for us, where everything else is absolutely the work and the stress and the logistics and making sure our sound is great and the lights are great and that lovely people bought tickets and came to see us. Then once they're there, the show's so much fun.
And I probably don't even need to ask this, but I will. It's a family show, correct?
Yeah, of course. And I'll really say it's all ages. And I really stress that because I know a lot of people think, you know, circus, they think clowns, they think little kids. And our show is not a little kid show at all. It's an all ages show in that kids will absolutely love it because it's totally clean. But grandma and grandpa, mom and dad, I mean, we've done this same show in places where they'll book our show and advertise it as a date night. So our show really can be for any age, and I promise the parents and grandparents will like it just as much as their kids will.
Excellent. Well, here, I'll pitch you one against the other. Who's the better show person, you or Victoria?
Well, that's an incredibly difficult thing to ask because she's everybody loves her so much, and all the little girls look up to her. And you know, it's just different. She exudes so much happiness, and she smiles so much on stage, where I'm a little more brash, sarcastic, you know, a little bit different. We're just very different styles, and I think that's what makes the show so fun, because we are such polar opposites on stage. I think it complements really well.
Yeah, well, we all have our different characteristics, and that's it. Yeah, wouldn't be any fun if you were both identical. Very good.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah. $30 for adults, $20 for children is the cost for the tickets to the show. You can get them online at wilsonartscenter.org. Or you can call ahead if you like to 712-623-3183 to pick up those tickets. They've been around for a while, and they've been performing and pleasing people all over the country. We hope you get a chance to enjoy the Great Dubois, the Masters of Variety show coming up here on Saturday, July 29th at 7:30 p.m. again at the Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak. We've been visiting today with Michael Dubois, half of the duo, and we hope the other half comes along for a great show. Michael, good luck to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.